Quinley.
I'm Lizzie.
And we're going to be talking about the four C's in our experience during intro to journalism. So for clarity, we are talking about lining up all the information so that the reader can have a clear view of the story. So for our feature stories, just getting all the information and background information that we need for that can support the article.
You can see for context, trying not to stay biased in an article, that's very important. So I know me personally, like, I related to what I was writing about for my feature creature story. And for me personally, it was really hard staying biased. And I know for a lot of other athletes that I interviewed, they were trying to stay in the middle as well and not be super biased to their side.
And for coherence, we talked about the struggle of trying to get all of the story to flow together. So, like, having quotes from different people, like, for the feature creature, getting quotes from, like, for me, I did the Bolt, the student newspaper, so getting quotes from people that read the student newspaper and people that are in it, so getting all that to match up and create a clarity in the story was a bit of a struggle. And then transitioning from different quotes, which has a part to do with before, but being able to transition from a quote in the paragraphs is really important.
For completeness, we talked about being able to get perspectives of what we did on our feature creatures, like getting many opinions from either students, teachers, or for our profile project, getting quotes from people that are focused on one person to complete the story. And it got pretty difficult trying to figure out, like, who could talk about our certain person for our profile, or trying to figure out different people that were good to interview to complete the rest of the story and fill in any gaps that we had.
And I feel like that has to do with bias too. We're trying to find people that are in the middle where the article won't lean one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And we learned the different styles of reporting. Like, we talked a lot about hard and soft news and the difference of the importance between them. So, like, hard news is something that is usually more that needs to be, like, released immediately, and soft news could be like a profile or just something that's, like, more lighthearted than hard news, which is, like, really important.
We talked in class about our hard news and soft news, like, our stories that we had been writing, like our feature creature and our profile, they were both soft news stories, so we haven't really had a lot of experience with hard news stories. But
I think a struggle that many people have is trying to set up interviews. I think it's hard to, like, set up a time and stuff with classes and stuff. So I think it's definitely a struggle.
Yeah.
That I found out during this semester is, like, trying to find a time for, like, when I was doing my profile story, like, setting up a time with my professor was, like, a struggle.
I know a struggle for me was people not responding to my emails and having to email them multiple times. I know Professor Miller, he had talked about how when people don't respond to your emails, like, it does get annoying when they have to keep doing it, but that's what a journalist does. A skill that I developed from the journalism class was definitely getting more comfortable with talking to people that I wouldn't have been comfortable talking to before this. Like, I had to talk to athletes for my feature creature story, and I wasn't comfortable talking to that many people. I had talked to a lot of girls on my softball team, and I didn't really want to go outside of that bubble because I didn't know anybody. But because I had to get this feature creature story done, I ended up having to talk to people from the swim team. I talked to people from the football team. I talked to people on the hockey team, and I ended up talking to a lot more people than I would have before this class.
I think we're also able to do a lot of critical thinking skills with the when we were sharing our articles and getting, like, feedback from, like, people in the class. I feel like that's also a struggle to learn, like, understand criticism and stuff like that. So during this, like, semester, already having done that, I think we're able to see, like, and not take it so harshly when we get criticism from others.
Going along with that, I think the workshops definitely helped out with, like, figuring out how to nitpick from, like, our own stories. So, like, if we're going through our own article, we'll be able to find small things that we wouldn't have noticed before, things that we wouldn't have thought are super important to take out of the story or add in. So let's break down the reasoning why we talked about the four C's. So for clarity, it ensures that the story is easy to understand and it uses simple language, and that's really important to get the story across to readers quickly.
And for the second C, context, providing the necessary background information for the audience to understand the story and how significant that story is.
For the third C, coherence, it makes sure that a story flows logically and that all the elements contribute to a unified message.
And for the fourth one, completeness, presenting a comprehensive view of the story, exploring all relevant angles and perspectives is important to the story. So those are our four C's and what we have learned through our semester during Intro to Journalism. Thanks for